Wilfred Thesiger once said that he wanted to drop dead on the plains of the Serengeti and be eaten by jackals. He died this week at the age of 93 in a nursing home in Surrey, England, an old-style British explorer who traversed the planet searching for riches in the vastness of human experience. Sir Wilfred spent much of the 1950s living among the marsh Arabs at the Tigris and Euphrates. Since they were flooded out and expelled from their lands by Saddam Hussein, Sir Wilfred's account of life in the marshes is the last glimpse we have from a vanished world. "One sees canoes," he wrote, "moving in procession down a waterway, the setting sun seen crimson through the smoke of burning reed beds, narrow waterways that wind still deeper into the marshes, reed houses built upon water, black dripping buffaloes that looked as if they had been calved from the swamp."